Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Paul Vincent.
Paul Vincent, okay. Tell me, what is all this commotion about the resident assembly or resident assembly service and elections?
Not really election, it's nomination. What's happened is that working committee and council are selected for 2 years. They have a mandate of 2 years. So before the 2 years end, the renomination process have to start. And the council did its job by announcing the new process in January. However, what's happened is that somehow the resident assembly service, who is in charge to monitor the process, have not done. They have done nothing. So they have delayed and delayed and delayed. And in that process, it has been found that actually some people in the in those committees wanted to continue for another 6 months. So therefore, the delay. And but practically speaking, on 22nd of June, their mandate is finished. So as far as the council is concerned, there's no legality in it. It's an internal body of Auroville. But for the working committee, it's a statutory body of the Auroville Foundation. And nomination has to be done according to the process. What we say, we do agree that the process is not perfect. However, if the process is not perfect, why waiting the last day of the mandate to renew it? Why don't they start it 6 months ago to call for feedback and start a process of calling people to work out for a new process so that we would have a new working committee and new council nominated in due time? That has not been done either. So now many of us in this community felt that this is not an acceptable way of doing. So we called for resident assembly. And the resident assembly decided that we should start the process immediately. Saying that, looking at the fact that we have called a resident assembly, the resident assembly service started to do a survey. A survey, and they had a survey by which they say that 245 people have decided or have said in the survey that they would rather agree to a continuation for 6 months to the working committee. However, this is not supported by any official document. It is not a resident assembly meeting. It's only a survey which is not even signed. All the documents which were given to people for a survey were not even signed with a proper name. There's no signature, there's no name, no verification, except by the resident assembly service who want to delay the matter for 6 months in any way. We only know what they say. They say that they want to be here when the new secretary is coming. They rather have a continuity to go on so that when the new secretary is coming, they will be able to look after the matter.
But so this is when the new secretary is coming?
This secretary is going in on the end of October. His mandate is finished in the end of October. Uh-huh. So a new secretary may come in November or may come 6 months later, because it has happened in the past that we have been period without secretary. Mm. And in that case, it is Srinivasa Murthy who is a temporary in charge secretary appointed by the government for that purpose. But this argument is not valid. This is not a valid reason. There is a clear dissatisfaction by many people in this community that this working committee and this council have not done the job they were supposed to do. Mm. And therefore, we had a petition, according to the process, established process of Auroville, we had a petition signed by 103 members of the resident assembly, verifiable, and it is this petition requests that we start the process immediately. Mm. So this was brought to a resident assembly meeting, and it was approved that we start immediately, and an interim resident assembly service has been nominated. At the same time, the old RAS, one of them has went to France, and the secretary, the council, looking at the pressure of the community, decided to cancel the old RAS and create a new one. Again, with the mandate to overview the process. They have no intention to nominate a new working committee, a new council for another 6 months. This is what is stated in documents. You can see it in the net. Mm. You can. Everybody is aware. It is in the news. So everybody knows. But again, this is a game which is being played. And for us, this is not acceptable. Mm. Now, we have an expression
but
of...
But what do you think? Because I heard also that the advisory councils, they ask for working committee and our council to stay for another 6 months.
No, wait. Wait. Let us make one thing clear. Mm. We are talking about three different bodies of the foundation. Yeah. One is the governing board, the other one is International Advisory Council, the other one is the resident assembly.
Yes.
Now, we in Auroville are not questioning the way the governing board functions. This is not our job.
Yeah.
We are not functioning the way, we are not questioning the way the
International
Advisory function. And we expect the same respect, that they don't interfere into our internal affair. Yeah. The internal affair of Auroville is to be managed by the Auroville and by members of the Resident Assembly. Yeah. Now, when you have a working committee who is representing us, who don't even agree with the decision of a large number of members of the Resident Assembly, we have a problem.
Yeah.
We have a real problem. It's like people want to continue in spite of having no consensus at all for their continuity. See? Are they going to pretend to continue to govern the rest of us with having such an opposition? Is it the way we function?
No, it shouldn't.
This is the way they pretend to continue. Okay. And now they are even in the process, we are going on with the process of nomination, and some people are trying to intimidate us.
That process. That balance does.
Yes.
Start appearing
yes.
in a town hall in
yes.
New
yes.
Produce, in Solar Kitchen.
They are trying to intimidate us and prevent somehow to do it. They are trying. They are also saying to people, you should not do that. They are telling other people, you should not do that. They are, in other words, they are interfering in the right of Aurovillian to exercise their right to nominate people according to the existing process. Now, clearly speaking, we know that the process is not perfect. We know that. We know that we need another kind of process. However, you don't wait the last minute to change the process because that takes time. Unless you want to give an order and order people to obey, which is dictature, I don't think that's what we want.
No, that's not our will.
Then you involve the people in a process and that takes time.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we need a working committee. There are issues, pressing issues in this community, which a working committee should be involved with, like the land issue, grabbing of land in the Greenbelt, leveling, I don't know if you have seen, people are leveling large chunk of land in the Greenbelt. This required the intervention of the working committee. It is their job.
Yeah, but why the existing working committee is not dealing with it?
No.
Why? You have?
I don't know why. I mean, it's not for me to judge I'm just questioning the fact that they are not doing it. Mm. And that's a very serious issue because this is their job. But they are interfering. The working committee is interfering in internal affairs of Auroville. It's not their job. The job of the working committee is to liaise with the outside.
Mm. You said they are dealing with internal affairs.
They are internal.
Which one?
But they make joint statement that they don't recognize the resident assembly. How come? How come the working committee said they don't recognize the resident assembly? They are our body. They are represented to us. Mm. It's like if ambassadors say we don't recognize the government. If they don't recognize the government, they quit. That's simply as that. They just quit and go. Finish. They vacate their place. Mm. The working committee, they are not a government of Auroville. They are an executive body representing us, all of us, members of the Resident Assembly. Not just a small section of people who want to keep power at any cost. Without any mandate. And this is a question which is the community is facing. This is a very serious question because a lot of things is happening which are direct infringement on the right of Auroville to express themselves.
Sure. But it's also time. It's
censorship, for instance. Controlling the news, controlling the intranet so that people don't express themselves.
Is somebody doing that?
Yeah. Yeah, of course they are doing that. They don't understand that preventing freedom of expression will create the opposite reaction.
That's right.
I mean, look what's happened around the world. Look all those countries where people have been suppressed their right for so many years, like all the Arabian world. Explosion everywhere. Why? Because when you suppress one day,
it's going to break.
It's going to break.
It's going to blow. Explode, yeah.
This is what they want? I don't know. But if they go on like that, this is what will happen. And we don't want that. And also the final point, which I'd like to say, is that due to mismanagement of certain internal affairs of Oroville, in which a working committee has also been involved, they have created a division. A division which is very, very unhealthy. You know, we are not here to divide and rule. Oroville should not be the place where people use others to divide people so that they can control, break bodies. Like, for instance, the resident assembly has created the resident assembly, interim resident assembly service. And the looking that they were losing speed, the council created a parallel, without even mandate, but they created a parallel resident assembly service, dismissing the other one, therefore confirming that the other one has done wrong, otherwise why should they dismiss it? But they have tried to pick up people from our group to divide us. See, this is a game which is being played. I mean, what game is it? Where are we here? Is Oroville the ground of real politics?
No, it shouldn't be.
It should not be like that. That's all. That's all what I have to say. I can't say more. I mean, for me, now the ballots are outside. The process we are following is a legal one which has been approved by the Resident Assembly in 2009. We haven't changed a iota. The only thing we have done, we have translated the paper in French and in Tamil so that people can understand what they look for or nominate for. The selection committee will be put in place if they want. If they don't want, we will see what to do. But we have no say. After that, when the new working committee and new council is nominated, we resign. Because there are people who spread the rumors that we are looking for power, we are looking to grab the place. We are not. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not looking for any job here. I am in a temporary interim resident assembly service because I have been nominated in a resident assembly. But once the job is over, finished, I resign. That's clear. I make a clear, open, public statement.
But also the time, I think, is not... Look, it's the time of holidays. Most of the people are out. So, to me, I'm not clearly understanding all the function and the process yet.
You're right.
So, the way I just see, it's a game of two groups of people, but the so-called normal Arabians, they don't have desire to be part of that.
Agree. You see, the problem is, as I said in the beginning, the process should have started in January, February.
Yeah, it should, yeah.
If it has started then, if there was no play game behind the screen, it by now we would have a new working committee and council. But there have been a play to delay it so that people will not be here. So that they use the excuse of delaying another 6 months. You understand? We are not playing that game. We are not created that game. What we know is that by 22nd of June, there's no more working committee and council. This is clear. So by that date, we have to do something to have another one, new one. That's all. Now, the job should have been done by them. They have not done it. It is for you to guess why they have not done it. Mm. Now they're asking extension of 6 months, and they claim to have a survey to support that. A survey which is not verified by anybody except by themselves. Even one member of the council has been appointed as a member of the new RAS, Resident Assembly Service. No, there is no motive. Nothing. It's all clean. But it is self-appointed by them. The Resident Assembly has no say in it.
So you're trying to say that they just choose the names and put them in as a proposal for the Resident Assembly?
Yeah, and they wait for 15-day feedback. But who is going to verify?
But how they were chosen?
By the council.
By the council. So yeah. The Oroville Council got the rights to choose?
No, but they took it. I mean, it's not the first time that a working committee or council takes some right upon themselves. It's not the first time. And this is where the problem is. The abuse of power which has been utilized by those groups for the last few years, but especially those ones for the last 2 years, where they joined together to make a joint statement regarding internal affairs. It's not in their mandate.
Yeah, but still I see it, because people got a lack of interest to this kind of, you call it politics, you know?
Yeah.
You prefer to do that your job and you go home and...
You know why? Because in any way, they are not consulted. See, if you don't consult the people, why should you expect the people to say something? They say, okay, what the hell? Whatever we say, anyhow, they decide what they want. They don't ask us, where is the report? Where are the reports of all the problems the community is facing? Where are the reports
of this working
published? For instance, I give you two examples. They have made a draft of a new entry and exit policy. Now, this draft of a new entry policy has not been dealt with by a group of nominated by the Resident Assembly. They have themselves decided to choose one or two or three people to do it for them, consult a lawyer, and go on. However, there is a big problem in this draft. There is something, and I gave them some feedback, but they don't listen, they don't care. There is a problem of constitutionality. It runs counter the Constitution of India. And that should have come to there, because you cannot prevent somebody who has a problem, who is aggravated, to go to the court or to go to the police. Now, they claim that they have an exit policy, and anybody who goes to the police or to the court against something they don't like in Oroville, he will be thrown out of Oroville. This is not correct.
How? Can you say it again?
In the new exit policy, they say anybody who goes to the court or to the police to claim their right when there have been some injustice being committed, those people will be thrown out of Oroville. This is a new entry exit policy. This is against the constitutional right, which is guaranteed under the Constitution of India. The second thing is the working committee is working secretly with the lawyers to amend the Foundation Act. Now, the Foundation Act is something which concerns all of us. I believe that a lot of people in Oroville have something to say about it. Now, to amend the Constitution, an act of Parliament, it has to go to the Parliament. And the Parliament, to be sure that the amendment is properly done according to what we want, you have to have a government with a clear majority, which is not the case. And if you don't have a clear majority, any member of Parliament can call for an amendment, an outside amendment, and it can be done. And it will not be in our interest. It has been done in the past where, for instance, the foundation regulation has been worked out in the community, presented to the Parliament, approved, but in different way than we wanted. And now, as an example, we have the FEMC, which is not the body of the working committee or of the resident assembly. It is a body of the governing board. Mm. It's not answerable to us. It's answerable to the governing board. It's an example.
It's out of order.
Yeah. It is an example, and you have people in those groups which are there since so many years doing things which are totally irrelevant to their duty. To give you an example, we are the foundation came in 1988. Today, we are in 2011. There is still no register of assets, consolidated register of assets of the Oroville Foundation. It has not been done. You know, and every year, there are questions asked about the proper balance sheet of the Oroville Foundation. It's not. They don't even read the balance sheet. They don't even know and understand the implication of all the comments which is made by government auditors. This is audited by government officers. Okay? This is audited, and there are comments, there are series of comments which are made with series of complaints of irregularity and repeated every year. Why? It is the duty normally of the FMI, Fund and Asset Management Committee. They are supposed to manage the fund and asset, and they are supposed to understand what is an asset register, and they are supposed to understand what is a balance sheet. But now it has become the playground for a political discussion or any petty things which have nothing to do with the real job. And this is why now people in Oroville don't even know what is a balance sheet. Except the unit holders and the financial service, they know they have their own balance sheet, but the overall picture they sign the paper and send it. It goes to the government, it goes to the parliament with a lot of irregularity in it, or sometimes even the balance sheet not submitted. In some unit, it's not submitted, it's not ready, and so on. So this is the job of the FMC. It's an example of where, and after we say to the government, but listen, we are able to manage our own internal affair. It's not true. We are not able. We are not getting the land. We are not preventing outsiders to come in. We are not answering the queries which are made for a modification of our way of action. There are plenty of examples like that. And they know, and they want to continue. A lot of things the common people in the community don't know because they are not informed. Yeah. And when we try to inform them, we are censored. Cut off. No publication in news, no publication in the net. No, no, you cannot say.
You personally have been censored already.
I am censored since more than 2 years. Yeah, I'm not the only one. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. But one day some of you will say, and they are starting now, and they say, no, this is enough. We want to know what's going on in our name. That's all.
Thanks.